We're at about 24 senators now, yeah, including some male senators, but the majority of the female senators, I believe, also the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, calling on him to resign. It is a coordinated effort to push him out, which is a striking departure from the effort to rally behind him and around him that's dominated since the stories first broke. I think in part it's driven by new accusations, new revelations, but I think more broadly it's a recognition of this cultural moment, this societal moment that we're in. The contrast with Republicans who have rallied behind Roy Moore, the RNC re-endorsing him, President Trump offering that endorsement as well, I think could not be more stark. And I think that's one point for Democrats. I think it's even bigger than that, though. I think Democrats are realizing now, look, we cannot say that we stand in solidarity with the women who say that they've suffered at the hands of powerful men without showing by example that there is accountability. And the fact that John Conyers, the senior most member of Congress, House or Senate, happens to be a Democrat, resigned his seat this week, that's the beginning of that accountability. And there have been several senators, Al Franken's colleagues, who've come out just in the last few minutes and said their expectation is that Senator Franken resigns his seat tomorrow. Democrats who realize this is a bigger moment than they can potentially harness, they realize that women are frustrated and angry. Many of them are running for office now for the first time, citing this sort of treatment endemic in society. And I think they're looking at this and they want that contrast. And whatever happens in Alabama next week, I don't think is going to be impacted by Al Franken in Minnesota and whatever his decision is. But I think Democrats would like to say, look, when we had a problem in our own ranks, we did something about it. Look at what the Republicans have done and use that as a voter to make a judgment.